From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Flight to Eden, Book 1 in the Cradleland Chronicles by Douglas Hurt. Now, let's begin with Flight to Eden. Chapter 1, The Webmaster. The growing heat of the day drew a heady fragrance from the moist ground and mossy rocks, one Roan might have normally relished. But just then the mustiness of the forest was only a distant tug at the back of his brain. Something else had caught his attention. A vaguely bitter smell. The smell of money. In the dappled sunlight through a high forest canopy, he paused and sniffed again. Javian. The corners of his mouth hitched up, then his broad forehead furrowed. The spore was old. A lingering scent. The spider was now long gone. Roan moved toward the faintly tangy remnant in the air, ears alert, his brown eyes in constant motion. Many beasts had turned. It was hard to know which were still harmless and which were not. The Tidkits had changed. They were now called man-snatchers. And the Hooktooths, according to some reports. Change was in the air. A man had to tread cautiously these days, much more so than only 40 or 50 years ago. Filtered sunlight mottled the shadows around him, and broken glimpses of a soft blue sky flashed in the scattered leafy breaks 200 to 300 spans above his head. Roan had shed his shirt in the heat of the day. The long, sinuous muscles of his arms stood out like cords of rope, and his bronze skin glistened with perspiration as he moved silently through the forest. He carried a sturdy silverthorn pack over his left shoulder and a proj lance in his right hand.